Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi, aren't you Jen?
Yes.
This is Angela.
This is Angela.
Hello.
Welcome.
Angela.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. Aren't you Betty?
Yes, how you doing?
Well, I'm good. Welcome.
Thank you.
Auntie Dot and Kira.
Yes.
And mom and pop. Welcome, guys.
What a day.
Mm-hmm. I could give you a pen. Here you go.
Good evening. Lost track of time, but I'm here. Good evening.
Good evening, Auntie Terry.
Good evening.
Well, welcome to you. All right. Well, let me do a roll call before we have everyone here. Let's see, we have Auntie Janet, Auntie Betty, Mom and Pop, Auntie Dot, Kira, Auntie Terry,
yes,
and Loretta. Did I miss anyone? Oh, we got another caller coming in. Good evening, Auntie Marie.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. Loretta, you can go ahead and read Exodus.
Okay. I'll pick up in Exodus 44. And it goes to say... Can't even see with these glasses. Okay. Then Jehovah said to Moses and Aaron, "These are the rules concerning the observance of the Passover. No foreigners shall eat the lamb, but any slave who has been purchased may eat it if he has been circumcised. A hired servant or a visiting foreigner may not eat of it. You shall all of you who eat each lamb eat it together in one house and not carry it outside, and you shall not break any of its bones. All the congregation of Israel shall observe this memorial at the same time. As to foreigners, if they are living with you and want to observe the Passover with you, let all the males be circumcised, and then they may come and celebrate with you. Then they shall be just as through they had been born among you. But no uncircumcised person shall eat the lamb. The same law applies to those born in Israel and to foreigners living among you. So the people of Israel follow all of Jehovah's instructions to Moses and Aaron. That very day the Lord brought out the people of Israel from the land of Egypt, wave after wave of them crossing the border. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Loretta. We don't have any. Oh, yes, we do have another caller. Good evening. Is that Sister Shirley?
Yes.
Oh, welcome.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm going to do a final roll call and then we'll go ahead and start with our service. Okay, Auntie Janet, Auntie Betty, Mom and Pop, Auntie Dot, Kira, Auntie Carrie, Loretta, Auntie Marie, and Sister Shirley. Welcome, everyone. If you would please bow your heads for the opening prayer. Lord, we come as humbly as we know how to thank you for your amazing grace. We thank you, Lord, for finding favor with us and for placing your seed in us. Empower us to perform your will so that you might be glorified. Continue to bless and keep us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, we'll go ahead with the responsive reading. It should be Auntie Kira, Carrie and Sister Shirley. You guys can please mute your phone. There's a lot of background noise. You can please mute your phone. You're not speaking.
Since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witness, we will throw off everything that hinders and the sin that is set so easily entangled.
We will run with perseverance the race marked out for us.
We will fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith, who for joy set before him endured the cross, scorner and shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
We will consider Christ, who endured such opposition from sinful man, as that we will not grow weary and lose heart.
We are still not what we should be, but we are focusing all our energy on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward what lies ahead.
We strain to reach the end of the race and receive the prize for which God, through Christ, is calling us up to heaven.
In this we greatly rejoice. Through now, for a little while, we may have to suffer grief in all kinds of trials.
These have come so that our faith are greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when you are revealed, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Now unto him who is able to do immeasurable more than we can ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
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 Before I move on, Loretta, the next section, that was me and who else, or just me?
You and
Loretta.
And myself.
I'm sorry, who?
Myself, Loretta.
You want me to do the bowl?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, our lesson today is on wisdom of the Bible and generosity. We have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his contribution to the needs of others. Let him Let him give generosity. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully.
Each of us has something to offer to someone in need. We can give our money and our time to charity. Be a friend to someone who is sick or lonely. Do volunteer work or be a peacemaker. We may give unselfishly of our time to our spouse, children, or parents. We may choose to service or rent an occupation, or we may just do our everyday jobs with integrity and respect for others. Amen.
Amen. Moving on to the next speaker. Okay, the next speaker, it should be Auntie Marie and Auntie Dot. Dot, you're doing the bowl?
Uh-huh. And she threw the palette, right?
Right.
Is it me first or her first? It's Marie, right?
Auntie first. Auntie Marie, you go first.
Okay. It was seen that the more we give to others, the poorer we become. Just the opposite. True. Service to others bring meaning and fulfillment to our lives in a way that wealth, power, possession, and self-centered can never match, as Jesus said.
For if you give, you will get. Your gift will return to you in full and overflowing measure, pressure down, shake tough to make room for more. Running over, whatever measure you use to give, large or small, will be used to measure that is given back to you. Amen.
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 Auntie Janet.
Our speaker is Auntie Janet and Auntie Betty.
Okay, I do the italics, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, helping those in need is one of the major themes of the Bible and of Jesus' ministry. As far back as 13th century B.C., the Hebrews' law institutionalized assistance to the poor.
When you reap the harvest of your hand, you shall not reap to the very edge of your field, nor shall you gather the gleaning of your harvest. You shall not strip your vineyard there, or tally the fallen grapes of your vineyard. You shall leave them for the poor and the alien. I am the Lord your God. Leviticus 19:9-10.
Amen.
Amen.
He who despises his neighbor sins, but happy is he who is gracious to the poor. Feed the hungry, help those in trouble. Then your light will shine out from the darkness, and the darkness around you shall be as bright as day. And the Lord will guide you continually and satisfy you with all good things and keep you healthy too. And you will be like a well-watered garden, like an ever-flowing spring. But whosoever has the world's good and behold his brother in need and closes his heart against him, how does the love of God abide in him? Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Sister Shirley, will you read the next paragraph? And then we're going to have Kira read the next.
All right. The Bible tells us to share generously with those in need, and good things will come to us in turn. We are not meant to live hard-hearted or self-centered lives. This is never clearer than in Matthew 25:31-46. A greedy, miserly life leaves us devoid of anything but an empty craving for more possessions, more power, or more status.
Hold on. He who gives to the poor will never want, but he who shuts his eyes will have many cares. Amen.
Amen.
It is not necessary to be wealthy for losses of a full-time volunteer to make a meaningful contribution. Rather, we should be a generous of whatever wealth and ability we have, no matter how small the amount.
And Jesus looked up and saw the rich city and their girl went into the treasure. And he saw, put a skip into the treasure. And he saw a certain poor widow putting in two small coppers. And he said, truly I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all of them, all out of their surplus. But into the offering, but she out of her poverty put in all that she had to live on. Luke 21:1-4.
Finally, our good deeds should be motivated by a sincere desire to help others. Public recognition should not be the goal.
Be careful not to do your act of righteousness before men, but be seen by them. If you do, you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpet, have the hypocrites and God and on the street. To be honored by them, I tell you the truth, they have received that reward.
Each of us has something to give. Some have wealth, some have talent, some have time. Whatever gifts we have been given, large or small, we should share generously. When we do, we make the world better for someone else and find the meaning and satisfaction in our own lives. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank everyone for your participation in reading the wisdom of the Bible, generosity. I'm going to turn it over to Loretta to pray for our sick and shut-in.
Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut-in prayer, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for laying your hands on Auntie Betty, Auntie Marie, Daddy Verna, Jessica Smith, Isaiah, Eddie Tipman, Charles and Val, Josh and Kim, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Angela Burns, Vicki Hutzman, Rochelle Bessler, the Moody family, Ruth Edwards, Calvin, Janet Williams, Valerie Crockett, the Wells family, the Rossiter family, Uncle Dave, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Champ, Malachi, Sedaria, Latanya, DeMarcus, Tony, Carlos and the Wells family, Cheryl, Quentin, Lenny and family, Ray Cole, Mary Lowe and Mary Ann, the Wells family, I said that, huh? Erlene, Jerry, Terry, the Norris family, and anyone else that we may have missed and anyone else that we are not aware of that stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask for you to let go of the Holy Spirit, let it flow through us. We thank you for increasing our faith. For we know by the stripes we are healed. Therefore, we plead the blood of Jesus over our sick and shut-in, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for healing. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Loretta. And before we let Pop sing happy birthday, we're going to recognize the birthdays from January the 11th through the 16th. My list, I have Essie Mae Simmons on the 13th. Of course, we all have Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday on the 15th. I have... Is it John Dennis? Is his birthday on the 14th, Auntie Betty?
Yes. Yes.
John Dennis Sr. That's all that I have. Does anyone have any other birthdays they would like to share? Okay, Pop.
Amen.
Up.
Amen.
Amen.
Pop?
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. And have many more. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Pop. All righty. Okay, now it's time to get in the juicy part of our agenda to talk about some praises and testimonies or singing songs or poems. And I would like to start with Auntie Dot.
I pass.
Okay. Does Miss Kira pass too?
Okay. I pass.
Okay. Auntie Carrie?
I pass.
Okay. Okay, Loretta?
Sure. Coming out of Joel Osteen. And the topic is, you are approved. Before you were ever formed in your mother's womb, I saw you and approved you. The reading is out of Jeremiah 1 and 5. You are approved by Almighty God. Isn't that awesome? You are created in His image, and you are the apple of His eye. You did not choose God, but He chose you, and He is pleased with you, His most precious creation. Notice that verse doesn't say that God approves you as long as you don't have any faults or as long as you don't make any mistakes. No, God approves you unconditionally. No matter how many weaknesses you may think you have today, no matter how many times you fail, you've got to get right back up again and hold your head up high. Don't allow the enemy to bring strife into your life by deceiving you into thinking that you are not good enough. Stand strong in your thoughts about yourself, knowing that not only have you been chosen, but you are approved by the Almighty God. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay. Auntie Marie, do you have anything to share with us? Okay. Sister Shirley?
I pass.
Okay. Mother?
Okay. I'm going to be reading a passage about Habakkuk, first chapter 18 through the 16, and it says, why, O God, sometimes we find it difficult to understand the ways of God. Often we are greatly troubled and perplexed over the confusion surrounding us. We are humbled by the eternal. Why does God allow disadvantage run to continue unchecked? Why does a whole community and nation have to continue to suffer while ungodly criminals flourish us deeply into the abyss. Why does God lift his hand to change the tide and cause freedom and justice to reign on earth? Habakkuk, too, was deeply troubled over these issues. He has typical and recognizes his belief in a good and righteous God with the reality of life. Wrestling with such complex issues, he then asked God, why do you make me look at injustice? Why do you tolerate wrong? In other words, why would God allow a heathen nation like Babylon to triumph over his nation? In the midst of his struggle, he went to his watchtower to pray and waited patiently for God's answer. After his sincere prayer, God glory appeared. When he looked at the circumstance around him, he was prepared. But when he prayed and listened to God, he was able to sing a song of joy. So despite the destruction of his crop and everything else that he had feared, the crop testified, yes, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will rejoice in God my Savior. The sovereign Lord is my strength. The scripture teaches us that even though we are benefited by the confusion, baffled by the confusion around us, we need not despair. Instead, that we must take our concern to God in prayer and wait patiently for his answer. We will be able to rejoice because he is the source of our joy. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Mother. I will go next, and I'm reading on my little promise journal, God is always with you. The title is Perfect Peace. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, 6 and 7. I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart, and the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. From John 14, 27. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast, because they trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever. The Lord himself is the rock eternal. Isaiah 26, 3 and 4. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 8, 6. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 5, 1. The God of peace gives perfect peace to those whose hearts are stayed upon him. Amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. Angela, I have, what was the Romans 8? Romans 8 what? Next to the last one you read.
8:6.
8:6. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Pop, would you like to say any words today?
Yes. The subject of living independently of God in favor. The Lord is with you while you are with him. Seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? That is a way that seems right to a man, but in is the way of heaven. For everyone cannot spare the angels in it, but cast them down to hell and deliver them in chains of darkness to be reserved for judgment. And the Lord knows how to deliver somebody out of temptation and to reserve the unjust and the punishment for the day of judgment. However, if you do not obey the voice of the Lord, but fail against the commandment of the Lord, then the hand of the Lord will be against you. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather him and throw him into the fire, and they are burning it. But the transgressor shall be destroyed together. The future of the wicked shall be cut off. Amen.
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 Thank you for that pop. Okay. Auntie Janice.
So I would like to share from Psalm 68, verses 1 through 6. May God arise. May his enemies be scattered. May his foes flee before him. May you blow them away like smoke, as wax melts before the fire. May the wicked perish, O God. But may the righteous be glad and rejoice before God. May they be happy with joyful. Sing to God, singing praises of his name. Extol him who rides on the clouds. Rejoice before him. His name is the Lord. He's a father to the fatherless, a defender of widows. It's God in his holy dwelling. God sets it holy to the lonely and families. He leads out the prisoners with singing, but the rebellious live in a sun-scorched land. Let us rejoice today, knowing that God has risen and there is hope for all of us who live and abide by his word. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
God.
Yeah. Thank you for that, Auntie Janet. Amen. Okay, Auntie Betty?
Yes, I'm going to try to sing again.
All right.
Yes.
God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. I believe I said that again. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good.
At this point in the schedule, Loretta, would you like to assign the part for next week, or what are we doing?
Oh, okay. Well, next week I think we should come to the program with focusing on Black history due to the fact that Martin Luther King birthday is coming up. So if you could just find some poems or something that references Black history, that's where we want to go for next Sunday, okay? Amen?
Amen.
And I'm asking Kira if she would do the birthday song next week. Maybe she can bring her friend Malachi.
I gotta unmute. Hold on.
Okay.
Kira?
Yes.
Kira, did you get your assignment for next week?
Yes.
You gonna? Okay, great.
Awesome. Thank you.
Welcome.
Okay. All right. Well, we will go ahead with our responsive reading. Thank you for that, Loretta. Our responsive reading, and it is Mother and Me. So, Mom, you do the bowl.
Okay. God give me grace to accept with security the things that cannot be changed, courage to change the things that should be changed,
and the wisdom to distinguish the one from the other, living one day at a time.
Enjoy one moment at a time, accept hardship as a pathway to peace. Take as Jesus did.
This sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that you will make all things right.
If I surrender to your will, so that I may be reasonable, happy in this life, and superbly happy with you forever and in the next. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Mother. All right. Well, I'll turn it over to Loretta.
Okay, so everyone is ready for the Black History Month for next week. That concludes our program for tonight. The Nellums family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that will help us through our busy week. Father God, we ask that you go before us to make our crooked road straight and our rough road smooth. Create in us a clean heart and renew our mind, Lord. Remember to keep God first in all that you do. Once again, next week, focusing on Black history. Amen.
Amen.
So everyone have a blessed week. Jesus loves you and so do I. So if no one else have anything else to say, I say good night. Love you all. Have a blessed week.
Love you too.
Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye.